This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni.
I'm playing three movements from an organ symphony, and this is a solo organ symphony written by Louis Vierne, who was a blind French organist.
That's Christopher Houlihan, a rising star amongst organists. We're hearing him play the scherzo from that organ symphony he's talking about by Louis Vierne. Christopher Houlihan will be in Wilmington performing on the organ at St. Paul's Episcopal Church on Friday night, March 10th. As an organist, of course, Christopher doesn't get to carry his instrument with him. I asked if he has a favorite organ anywhere in the world that he loves to play.
I really don't. And I try to just, approach each organ that I play with an open mind and enjoy making music on it. There's certainly been some exciting organs that I've played. I think of playing at Notre Dame in Paris or at Disney Hall in Los Angeles. But, I really try to approach each organ like it's my favorite organ that day. I have to arrive at least a day, ideally 2 days in advance of the recital, and spend really the whole time practicing music that I already know, that I've already performed on other instruments, to set it up to work on that particular organ, because each organ is custom built for the space it's in, so no two are identical. I think of it a lot like being a conductor or a guest conductor going to work with an orchestra, and you have to have rehearsals to get used to each other, to make sure everyone knows what they're all supposed to do, how they want to sound. You're getting used to conducting that particular group of musicians, and for me, I have to get used to playing that particular organ.
Christopher Houlihan isn't biased about organs, but it might be fair to say that he does have a sweet spot for that French organist he mentioned earlier, Louis Vierne. On Friday at St. Paul's Episcopal, Christopher will perform two pieces by Vierne, Caroline de Westminster and Vierne's Symphony No. 2, which he spoke about.
During the late 19th century, organs were being built where they were larger, and the sounds they could produce were more and more colorful and sometimes orchestral, and organists could suddenly go from sounds that were very, very soft and crescendo all the way up to sounds that were very, very loud. And composers like Vierne responded by writing full-fledged, multi-movement symphonies for the organ. And I'm going to play three movements from his second symphony, which is one of my favorites of his six. The scherzo is just very light and bubbly and has a great punchline at the end. There's a lovely cantabile with a beautiful clarinet solo and the soft strings, and then a fiery allegro movement to end the set. Great music, music that really uses the organ to its full potential.
That was Christopher Houlihan, highly and widely acclaimed young organist, performing at St. Paul's Episcopal Church this Friday, March 10th at 7:30, one night only. In addition to the pieces by Vierne, he'll also play Bach's Italian Concerto and César Franck's Chorale No. 2. Find details at whqr.org.